Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you create your best home ever. So if you're thinking about tackling a project, or you're stuck in the middle of a project, or you're planning a project for the days and weeks ahead, let us help. Reach out to us with your home improvement, your decor, your remodeling questions. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by posting your questions on our social media pages or at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you've tried to buy new lawn furniture this summer, you may have found that it is a very hard thing to do because of the disruption of the pandemic on the supply chain. And that's why now might be a good time to build your own. We're going to help by walking you through one of the most iconic pieces of outdoor furniture, the Adirondack chair, in just a bit.
And if you've done painting projects before, you might know that using a primer is the first step to making sure that your paint project comes out exactly as you've planned. But what you might not know is that there are key differences between the type of primer that you select for your project, especially if it includes painting the kitchen or the bath. We're going to fill you in on the best primer to use and why in just a bit.
And if you're planning a painting project, like painting a fence, a deck, or the outside of your home, you won't need a pro. New technology in high-efficiency airless paint sprayers makes it an easy DIY project. We're going to explain how these sprayers work and why using one is three times faster than even using a paint roller.
Plus, we've got another very handy tool to give away from Arrow Fastener. We've got the TacMate T50X staple gun. It's a heavy-duty, well-built tool that looks as good as it works.
That's going out to one caller who reaches us with their home improvement question. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. So lots to talk about. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sean in Texas is on the line. He's got a question about a central vacuuming system. What's going on? Those are super awesome.
I've been in the house about 10 years. I don't know how long the central vac system was in the house prior to me being there. In the past year, I've gotten a lot of condensation water buildup in one of my inlet pipes, and that pipe runs inside my AC closet. And I don't have any idea how to keep it, the condensation, because the condensation is actually running out in a brown, muddy-looking water down my walls and ruining my walls also.
Okay, so this pipe runs through the closet where the air conditioning system is that correct?
Yes, sir. It runs through the closet and then up into the attic.
Okay, so what I think is happening here is you have cold temperature on one side of this pipe, which is probably because it's running through the room where the air conditioning is, and then you have warm air inside the pipe, which releases its moisture and forms a condensation. So the solution is simply to insulate the central vac pipe, because that will prevent the temperature change, and that will in turn prevent the condensation. You know, typically we don't insulate central vacuum pipes, but in this unusual circumstance, by putting insulation around the outside of it, you will no longer have the difference between the cold temperature on the outside and the warm, moist air on the inside, and that should take care of the problem.
Would that be inside the attic? Because I've already done that in the closet itself, and it didn't seem to help.
Yeah, I would do it across the whole pipe. Because if it's a condensation problem, you need to basically stop the temperature differential across it, and that'll do that.
All right. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate you.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Now we've got Norma from Delaware on the line who wants to know what size pipes you need to get good pressure in the bathroom. Norma, that sounds like a personal question. What's going on at your money pit?
Okay. I'm going to install a shower panel.
Okay.
And in order to get, good, the right pressure.
Right.
How long, how, how big do the pipes need to be?
You said you want to install a shower panel. So is this one of these units where it comes in and then fans out to multiple spray heads?
Yeah, the jets, right.
How's your water pressure right now?
Pretty good. Yeah. Well, my house is about 8 years old.
Oh, if it's only 8 years old and you have pretty good water pressure, you should be okay with this. I will say, though, that the water pressure coming out of multiple shower heads is not going to be as invigorating as coming out of a single shower head. So it's going to give you good coverage, but it may not be as strong. And I don't think there's much that you can do about that. If you've got normal street pressure, that's how those shower panel units are designed to work. But just be mindful that it's not likely to be as strong when it's going to come out of multiple heads, because you basically just need more water to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I inquired with the builder, and he told me that from the basement to the shower floor, I have three-quarter pipes. And then from the floor to the shower head, half an inch.
And that's typical. That's typical. So, you know, that doesn't change anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are nearing the end of August. I can't even believe it. Labor Day is happening. We're running out of summer season. So what are you working on, and how can we help you get that done before it gets so chilly out and we're starting to decorate for Halloween? I mean, you can always start decorating for Halloween. But first, give us a call, reach out, let us know what you are doing, all of your DIY questions. You can reach us anytime at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. And Angie's List is now Angie. And Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. So check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
For the most of us, you know, we go into a store and it's August and we see Halloween decor and we're like, really? Halloween's in October. And Leslie's like, it's about time. I've been waiting to buy more stuff for Halloween because it is my favorite holiday.
Finally, and I can get some candy.
Well, just ahead, the most popular outdoor chair was designed in 1900 to be sturdy, balanced, and comfortable on everything from sandy ground to a small hill. It was called the Westport chair, but you probably know it as the Adirondack chair. We're going to share the history of this popular design and talk to you about how you can build one yourself, presented by Craig Toole next.
Today's Money Pit is presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of indoor and outdoor wood projects. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com.
You live in a money pit.
Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com. That's CregTool.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition: a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's,
and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's presented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and hassles. So make sure you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, if you guys have a pet, it's a dog, it's a cat, it's gerbil. Well, we've got a fun contest going on live right now at moneypit.com. It's called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it is presented by LL Flooring.
So to enter, guys, all you've got to do is post a picture of your pet, whatever that is. I prefer hamsters. I think they're super adorable. But whatever you've got, we want to see the photos. And then go ahead and share your entry and invite your friends to vote. Now, the top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy. These are awesome prizes, and you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant floors, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, or even waterproof vinyl, perfect for pet owners.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest at moneypit.com/contest.
Now we've got Thomas from Johnson City, Tennessee on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
Got a basement, 90% underground. Got real small windows on the front and back of the house. It doesn't allow enough sunlight to get in there. And the moisture is terrible. It's just coming through the woodwork. I've sealed up the basement so many times. I just can't keep the mold and mildew out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you need to do is to reduce the amount of moisture that's getting down there. That's the first thing that you do. And because if you have a lot of moisture that's collecting around your foundation, and usually that happens because the gutter system is too small or doesn't exist or it's blocked, or most commonly the downspouts are dropping water right at the corner of the foundation and they don't go out far enough, all of that causes an excessive amount of water to collect at the foundation perimeter. And once it soaks in there, because concrete block and concrete is so hydroscopic, it's so ready to absorb that moisture that it just sucks it right up. And then what happens is it evaporates into the air in the basement, and that's what you end up perceiving as humidity. It's the evaporated moisture from what's being collected at the foundation perimeter. So the first thing to do here is to very, very carefully analyze that gutter situation. And we've got a post on moneypit.com. I think it's right on the homepage about how to prevent leaks in basements. And this is exactly the same advice that we give in that post. And that is for you to extend those downspouts 4 to 6 feet from the house. Make sure you've got one downspout for every 400 to 600 square feet of roof surface. And make sure the soil is sloping away from the walls. You can't have soil that's flat or leans back in or is blocking drainage. Because if you can get the water away from that house, you're going to find a lot less humidity to deal with. Now, once you do that, Now you have some options on what you can do inside. You can maybe pick up a whole house dehumidifier. If you have a ducted air conditioning system, you could put in a whole house dehumidifier, which will work within that duct system to pull out moisture 24/7. And those are really effective. They pull out like 100 quarts of water a day. Or you could get a better humidifier than the typical portable kind. If you look at, for example, Santa Fe, if I have a Santa Fe humidifier in a section of my basement. It works great. It's not a humidistat, so it only comes on when it's humid down there. But it also drains the water outside via a condensate pump. So you're doing a combination of all those things, and I think you're going to find that level of humidity goes down very, very significantly, perhaps down to nothing.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thomas, good luck with that project.
Hey, we've got a great prize today for one listener from Arrow Fastener. We're giving away the TacMate T50X staple gun. It's heavy duty. It's well built. It looks great, and it works even better. It's designed to be sleek, really comfortable to work with, and totally dependable. It's got a lightweight housing, a great grip. It's perfect for upholstery projects, crafts, decorating, home repair, you name it, you can tackle it.
The Arrow T50 TacMate staple gun going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post it at moneypit.com. Well, if you tried to buy new lawn furniture this summer, you may have found that it's very hard to find due to the disruption of the pandemic. And that's why now might be a good time to build your own. We're going to help by walking you through one of the most iconic pieces of outdoor furniture, the Adirondack chair, in today's DIY project highlight presented by Craig Tool.
Yeah, first of all, I think it's interesting to note the history of the Adirondack chair. Now, it all started with a guy named Thomas Lee, who was from Massachusetts, but he spent his summers in Westport, New York. And it was there that one summer he felt the need to build a chair that could handle the rugged terrain of the Adirondack Mountains. And he knew it's got to be sturdy, it needed to be balanced, it's got to be comfortable on every surface, from sandy ground to a small hill. And he worked steadily on the design for 3 years before he gave it to a local furniture maker to reproduce. And the rest is history.
Yep, and the Adirondack chair remains extremely popular across the country. And building one is a pretty easy DIY project. You'll find complete step-by-step plans on craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-tool.com. And one thing I like about this project, Leslie, is that almost every piece of it is made from the same 1x, 1x3, 1x4, or 1x6 cedar lumber. So it's easy to buy the exact widths of the lumber you need.
All right, it's an awesome project, and that's actually today's DIY project highlight presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of projects and a variety of materials.
Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-tool.com.
All right, now we've got Eva in North Carolina on the line with a water heating question. How can we help you today?
Our home is about 11 years old. We have a hot water heater on our third floor of our home. And I'm a little nervous about it being up on the third floor, and with it aging out, I'm concerned about it potentially bursting or leaking. So what we'd like to do is replace the hot water heater in this house. However, we're not sure. We kind of have a disagreement. We're broke right now financially, but we would, for peace of mind's sake, I would like to possibly look into a tankless. My husband thinks we should just replace the current one that we have upstairs on the third floor with the same darn thing, because he's like, you know, if it's new, it won't leak and it won't burst. So what do you guys suggest?
How old is the water heater?
As old as the house, I presume. The house is about 11 or 12 years old.
Well, if it's an 11-year-old house, it's going to have an 11-year-old water heater. And while, yeah, that's closer to the end of a normal life than not, it, believe it or not, it's not horribly old. I mean, I've seen water heaters go 15, 20 years.
But because it's on the third floor of the house, I'm nervous because, you know, water is going to, it's not like it's in the basement or the garage. So if there is a leak or something like that, I'm concerned about there being a lot of water damage to our home.
I understand. And you could, if that would happen if a pipe broke as well. So if you want to replace it with a tankless, that is going to be more expensive than a tanked water heater. But it's definitely worthwhile because they last a lot longer. And they also give you on-demand hot water, so you never really ever run out of warm water. If you're concerned about your plumbing system's reliability in general, just make it a practice that whenever you guys go away for a weekend or longer, you turn the main water valve off. You don't need to leave water on when you're not home for an extended period of time. So that might also be something you might want to start doing on a regular basis.
So whenever you're going to be gone for the weekend or more than a couple of days, turn the main water valve off.
That's right, because you don't need it on. And this way, if the water heater ever were to break, it would lose the 40 or 50 gallons that's in it, but it would not constantly run.
Gotcha. So going back to my original question, what do you guys suggest we do? Because my husband thinks, well, let's just get a new one, you know, the same thing, and then he thinks it's going to give me some peace of mind.
Okay, here's what I would do. You said that money is tight. I don't want you to throw good money at bad ideas. And I think replacing it with the same thing is kind of a bad idea, especially since it's 11 years old. What I would prefer to see you do is live with that for another year or two, save up some money, and then put in a tankless.
Okay. And do you recommend tanklesses go in the crawl space or in the garage or outside?
Well, they can pretty much go wherever you want. If you put them outside, they get a little less efficient because, of course, the outside temperature is cold, and that means they have to work a little bit harder.
Okay.
And sometimes they're put in rooms that are insulated or outside closets or that sort of thing. But you have the flexibility because a tankless water heater is going to be about a quarter the size of your tanked water heater.
Okay, so it sounds like that's what you recommend is a tankless, but maybe just live with this one for another year or two.
I think that makes the most sense. Okay, Eva?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. I don't feel like 11 years old is a terribly old water heater.
No, I mean, given that a lifespan is 10, 12 years, and you're right. I mean, before we moved in, the one in our house was like 20 years old.
I used to see that all the time as a home inspector, and yeah, it's old, but
you can live
but
with
not
it.
Worth emergency replacing.
No. Just for peace of mind. There are other things that you can do.
There's enough life left in that to risk, you know, not doing it now and saving up your money for a year or two and then going tankless. Because tankless is definitely the technology that is state-of-the-art today and worth every penny of its cost.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, if you are tackling a painting project in a moisture-prone area like your kitchen or bath, the primer that you choose needs to be able to stand up to moisture, resist mildew, and have excellent adhesion so it's going to stick to the surface that you're painting. We're going to share a great option next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti with today's tip of the day. Your plumbing system has many different valves, but knowing where the most important ones are can potentially save you thousands of dollars. The main water valve controls the flow of all water into your home and must work properly to prevent damage. First, find the valve. It's usually located on the lowest level of your home near the street. Test the valve to see if it turns off. There shouldn't be any leaks or running water, even if a faucet is turned on. Create a large tag and label it with the words main valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share non-biased expertise to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
Reach out with your questions to 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Vernon in Colorado who's fixing up the bath. How can we help you?
I had heard a while back on your show, if you're going to re-caulk your bathtub, to fill it up with water, but I do not remember if anything was said about removing the water immediately after it was caulked or letting the caulk set up first before you would let the water out. So I wanted to check on that before I started my project with some good kitchen and bath caulk.
Well, absolutely. The tip you heard about filling the tub with water is totally correct. And the reason why we do that is when you fill the tub with water, it sort of weighs down and sits down onto the base a little more. So if you fill it with water and then go ahead and caulk, then you let the caulk dry and then you drain the bath. When it sort of empties out, it's going to lift back up and compress that caulk. So the next time you actually go to take a bath or a shower and you're standing in there and the tub presses down on the base, it's going to stretch the caulk and it's all going to stay in place. So that's really a good trick of the trade, because it keeps it in its place longer and it really lets it adhere to where it needs to be.
Perfect. Okay, that's what I'll do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Bernie. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, painting often seems like the simplest of home projects, but too often it's one that can lead to unexpected results if you're not using the right products. And that's especially true when it comes to selecting a primer.
Yeah, that's right, because primer serves a number of purposes. It's designed to adhere to the surface you're trying to cover. It's designed to fill in small imperfections and provide a surface that the top coat can flow smoothly across and reduce brush strokes or roller marks. Now, Kills is a product that does all this and more. It's called the Kills 3 Premium Primer, and it's a heavy-duty, high-hide sealer and stain-blocking primer that's also very durable.
Now, if you're working in a very moisture-prone area like your kitchen or your bathroom, this primer is perfect because it has both excellent adhesion and it has a mildew-resistant coating. It's going to offer a thick, high-hide formula that's also designed to mask your surface imperfections and then prepare the surface so it's easier to paint. It's better for that paint to stick. Plus, it's going to dry quickly. It has low odor and very low VOCs.
The Kills 3 Premium Primer is available at 15 home improvement retailers, including Ace Hardware, Lowe's, The Home Depot, and Walmart. Kills 3 starts at $25.98 per gallon. Learn more at Kills.com. And by the way, if you're a painting pro, Kills recently announced the Kills Pro Van Contest, running now through October 12th. You can win a new 2020 Ford Transit 350 cargo van, fully equipped with a Motor Trend Professional Painter's Package, valued at $110,000. So check that out at Kills.com.
Thurman from Arkansas is on the line. He's got a blank wall and wants to put in a window. Thurman, how can we help?
All right. Well, I've got a blank wall, if you will, and I want to open it up and install a window and just kind of want to know what I need to do about the structure part of it and that maybe how I need to go about finishing the sheetrock around it.
All right. Great question. So you start with a blank canvas, and this is on the front or rear wall of your home?
Rear.
Rear wall. Okay. So that's a load-bearing wall. So here's what you need to do when you're opening up a load-bearing wall. So you're going to want to cut open, and I would, if you're a pro doing this every day, you're very careful about how you cut the drywall, but there's a way to cut it so it basically gets cut once and you don't have to widen it out. But theoretically, what I would do is I would keep one full stud on one side of that wall, because what you're going to do is you're going to have to double the studs on both sides of the window. So those have to be doubles. And then at the top, you're going to have to put a header across it because you're going to take one out. If it's a, like say a normal 30, 36 inch wide window, you'll probably have to take one stud out in the middle. And when you do that, you have to build a header that goes across the top and then another what's called a jack stud that goes from the top plate of the wall down to the top of that header. So it's a bit of a tricky carpentry situation. It's not terribly complicated if you've done it before, but for a first timer, it's a little tricky. And you also technically should be building a temporary wall, which is really just a section of wall about as wide as that window, that would go up underneath the ceiling joist as close to the window as possible to carry any load that's on that while you take apart the exterior wall. Now, mind, you're only cutting out one stud. It probably won't move, but just in case, you have to have a temporary wall that's there to hold that up. So there's quite a few steps involved in doing that. And, you know, if it's not something you're totally comfortable with, it might be wise for you to hire a pro who's disassembled and reassembled those types of walls before.
Right. That's what I was wondering about, the load on that wall.
Yeah, that's the way you do it. You have to build it in such a way that it's supported while you're disassembling it. And then once the window is in or the framing is done, then you can pull out that temporary wall. The temporary wall is just a 2x4 up against the underside of the ceiling, a 2x4 across the floor, and then maybe a couple of 2x4s, depending on how wide it is, you know, about every 16 inches apart. It's just kind of a fake wall, and when I build them, I cut my 2x4s a little bit longer than they have to be, and they put pressure up under the top plate and just hold in place that way. So it's just an extra cautious step to do it, but that's what's involved to do that project.
All right. Well, thanks for the information.
You're welcome, Thurman. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're here to help you with your home improvement projects, answer your decor questions, all standing by at 888 Money Pit to help you out. And we're presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and it's a great time to book your next home project. Check it out. You can get started at Angie.com. Hey, are you ready to take on an outdoor painting project? We're going to share tips on a new technology in paint sprayers that can help you get this project done faster and comes out way better than ever after this. Live in a
money pit. If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-zented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest, presented by LL Flooring.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at KregTool.com. That's KregTool.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler, and you can subscribe to the podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
We've got a great prize going out to one lucky caller from Arrow Fastener. We're giving away the TacMate T50X staple gun. It's a heavy-duty, well-built tool that looks as good as it works. It's designed to be sleek, comfortable, super dependable. It's lightweight. It's great for upholstery, crafting, decorating, home repair. You got a project? I bet you can use it for it.
If you'd like to win the Arrow T50X TacMate staple gun, give us a call with your home improvement question. We'll throw your name into the Money Pit hard hat and perhaps make the winner you. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Lauren in Florida is on the line with a lead paint question. How can we help you today?
Hi. My husband and I are remodeling a 1907 home that's been vacant for multiple years. So there's lots of damage. A lot of the paint chipping off the windows. There's on the B-board and wainscoting, a lot of the paint's chipping off. And someone has gone in and put, like, sheetrock mud to texture over the original plaster walls, so some of that's chipping off. And we've got three young children, so we need to repaint this house and fix it. And we're really concerned about the lead paint issue.
Yeah, understandably so. And, I mean, your house is in the time frame where you do need to be concerned about lead paint. Now, we had an issue when we put central air conditioning in the house when my son was 6 months old. You know, when he was little, I didn't think that, you know, any concern, and they did a great job. They were very tidy. They contained all the dust, but something must have gotten on something. And when we had gone for his next exam, he had elevated lead levels, you know, probably from some dust getting on a toy and then the toy going in his mouth, anything. Anyway, it turned out, you know, after we did the next blood work, his levels went back to normal. So we were really not concerned at that point, but it is a very scary issue. Now, I'm not sure nationwide what the rules are, and maybe Tom can speak better on this, but in New York, when you are fairly certain that you've got lead paint, or the time frame sort of dates it that way, you have to work with a painter or a contractor who's certified in sort of lead paint containment, if you will, because even if you have it on a window frame and you're opening and closing that window, you're creating little specks of lead dust that are getting into the air, and with small children, you do need to be concerned. So you do need to make sure that if you can, that this is done by a pro. I mean, there's nothing that regulates when a homeowner does it themselves, but knowing that you probably have lead paint and the small children in the home, I would just have a pro do it. And you want to make sure that things are taped off and really sealed up and cleaned very thoroughly. I mean, there are specific rules I know in New York State that allow for a contractor to be certified, and that's something you really want to look for.
Yeah, and especially because the paint is flaking in deteriorated condition right now. I mean, that's the highest risk for this, Lauren. So you're wise to proceed very cautiously and make sure that the contractor that you're working with is certified as a lead professional.
All right. Thank you.
Well, if you're planning a painting project, like, say, painting a fence or a deck or anything outside of your home, usually that's the kind of project that many people hire a pro to get done. They'd come in there with their big air compressors and paint sprayers and get that job done super quick. Well, now with new technology and paint spraying equipment, Wagner has made this process so simple and efficient that just about any DIYer can get a job done without the expense of hiring a pro.
Yep, we're talking about the Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayer. Now, these sprayers are designed to allow homeowners to take on big projects themselves instead of hiring a contractor and save money in the process. These sprayers feature high-efficiency airless technology that produce up to 55% less overspray, so you won't waste paint, and you're going to get a high-quality finish three times faster than a roller, so you can get those big projects done fast. Plus, they work with both water or oil-based paints and stains as well.
All right, check out the Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers over at their website. It's wagnerspraytech.com, and the Control Pro 130 is available at all major retailers, including Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, and even Amazon. Doug in Rhode Island's on the line with a ventilation question. What's going on at your money pit?
I have two bathroom vents and also a hood exhaust vent over the cooktop. So I have two 4-inch vents and a 6-inch vent that I need to put through the roof somehow, and I'd rather not do it in three different vents. I'm wondering if there's an option.
Well, the bathroom vents, if they're near each other, could be brought together in the attic and then brought out to one termination point. You obviously don't want to dump all that air in the attic. It's warm, it's moist, it's humid, and it's going to ruin your insulation's effect. In terms of the kitchen vent, that I would keep separate because that could potentially be greasy, and you just don't want to mix that in with the bathroom ventilation.
Okay.
And make sure, in all cases, I would recommend you avoid the flexible vent ducting and use metal ducting. Not the flexible metal ducting, but the smooth metal ducting, because it just has less resistance as the air blows through it, and it's easier to clean if you have to.
Okay. Now, do I have to use a insulated to connect the hosing?
No, you don't have to insulate the ducting. That's not necessary.
No, okay.
No, just use a solid metal duct to do this, okay? You can buy these in home centers and hardware stores. What I don't want you to do is use those flexible plastic ducts or flexible metal ducts.
Okay, I got you.
All right, Doug, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus you've got the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Coming up, it certainly seems like a lot of people are trying to get painting projects done, especially those outdoor ones, before the weather starts to turn. Coming up, we're going to help one listener do just that with a deck project. So stick around.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MoneyPit.com.
Bill is looking for a product recommendation for his covered porch, his deck, and the railings. Now, he says they're about 3 years old and they've never been stained. I'd like to use a water-based semi-transparent stain, but I'm having trouble deciding on the best brand to use.
especially since so many of the stains are rated for the best online. I feel like everybody's calling it the best. So how do you know really what is the best?
Yeah, it's really hard to sort through some of that stuff. I mean, we respect Consumer Reports. They're thorough, they're impartial, and they make some recommendations in their latest report. But first, let's talk about your wish to use semi-transparent, because as we have pointed out, and also I noticed Consumer Reports pointed out something that we've been saying over the years, and that is that semi-transparent just does not provide near the protection of solid color. They note that solid stains hide the grain of the wood, but they're the best, and they should last 3 to 5 years on a deck, which is the longest of all types of stains. But even the best semi-transparent stains are simply not as tough, and their data suggests that that type of stain is probably only going to last 2 or 3 years. So that's a really short period of time for one that has to go through all the trouble of, you know, masking and prepping and doing the job. So with that in mind, two of their top choices. One was the Behr Premium Solid Color Waterproofing Stain and Sealer, which you could find at Home Depot. And the other was Olympic Elite Advanced Stain and Sealant, again, in a solid color. So those were the two that Consumer Reports had recommended. And we certainly are not going to disagree with those choices. So we hope that that gives you some direction. Just remember, when you're searching for products and you see a lot of best of this, top of that, you know, a lot of times those are being done by bloggers that are involved in affiliate programs, which is fine. It's a way to make a living. You know, the way an affiliate program works is if you click on a link and then go to, say, Amazon to buy a product, that blogger makes some small commission on that. It could be a couple of pennies to a few dollars. You're not paying a bigger price, by the way. Everybody pays the same price, but they make a small commission. So they're very often looking for a category where they can do the best of or the top this or that of, and because it's a business for them. But again, it makes it very hard for you to sort through it. That's why if you're really looking for, you know, a recommendation where there's some research and data behind it, I think you can't go wrong with Consumer Reports.
All right, next up, Karen is having a problem with a noisy floor. She says, I just completed installing vinyl plank flooring in my entire house. The new floor is on top of a 12 by 12 ceramic tile, and the contractor doing the work assured me that no prep was necessary. It's been a month since the install, and the floor is very noisy. It creaks or sounds hollow, and I can feel a little give when I walk. What do you suggest? I mean, a tile floor, especially a large tile like that, it's not flat.
That's right. I mean, yeah, I mean, technically it needs no prep. It can go on top of it, but the vinyl planking is not going to change what was there to begin with. And if your floor was weak and doing this before, which I'm absolutely certain that it was, the vinyl didn't add to this, you really should have beefed that floor up before you put the vinyl plank on top of it. So I'm afraid that there's not an easy solution here except to tell you that vinyl plank comes apart as quickly as it went together. So you could have them remove the whole thing and fix the floor and then put it back. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope that you guys are having an excellent summer. We've got about 2 to 3 weeks left here before we're going to officially move into the fall season, which is the busiest time of year for home projects. If you've got a project you'd like to plan for fall, now would be a great time to reach out to us with those questions. We will call you back the next time we are in the studio. But for now, that is all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
We're breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump on a campaign-style Save America rally stump in Alabama this evening. It's where he blasted the Biden administration's chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan.
This will go down as one of the great military defeats of all time, and it did not have to happen that way. This is not a withdrawal. This was a total surrender. This surrender for no reason.
And sound courtesy of C-SPAN.org. President Biden, meanwhile, pledging to Americans still trapped in Afghanistan that, quote, we will get you home. His comments came at a White House news conference yesterday as the U.S. government struggles to ramp up their massive airlift of Americans and other foreigners and vulnerable Afghans. Military affairs analyst and SRN News contributor Robert McGinnis is taking the president's comments with a grain of salt.
I would like to believe that the president's word can be taken to the bank. However, understanding how difficult it is in that environment, not just in Kabul, but in a Texas-sized country like Afghanistan, you have people spread all over. I have no confidence that we know exactly where everyone is.
Mr. Biden's facing criticism from some at home for the chaotic and often violent scene outside the airport as crowds struggle to reach safety. Flights from the Kabul airport stopped for several hours yesterday before they resumed. Hurricane Henri moving up the East Coast. A huge rock concert in Central Park, New York this evening was canceled halfway through. Attendees told to go and seek shelter elsewhere as a system moved in and rain started to fall. A state of emergency in several parts of New York were declared by Governor Andrew Cuomo. New England coastal areas are bracing for storm surge and lots of rain. And it was a week ago today that a 7.2 earthquake struck the island of Haiti, nearly 2,200 people dead, over 12,000 injured. More at townhall.com.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
Mortgage rates were mixed this week.
The rates barely changed after rising for the first time last week following 6 weeks of declines. Average rates for home loans remain historically low. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports the average for the 30-year mortgage eased to 2.86 from 2.87% last week. The 15-year loan edged up to 2.16 from 2.15% last week. Uncertainty over the fast-spreading Delta variant and its potential effect on the economic recovery had been a backdrop in suppressing mortgage rates. John Scott reporting.
The sudden end of the Texas Democrats' 38-day walkout has put Republicans back on a fast track to approve that voter integrity measure, and it's also causing some bad feelings amongst the Democratic faithful who say they feel betrayed by their colleagues who returned to Austin. The collapse of the Democrats' holdout frustrated a faction that appeared ready to torpedo the bill for a third time. More at townhall.com. In San Francisco, police, fire, and sheriff department employees who refuse to disclose their COVID-19 vaccination status could get a pink slip.
17 employees were slated to receive a letter from their respective heads outlining the consequences for failing to report that information by the August 12th deadline. The city is recommending a 10-day unpaid suspension as punishment. Those who refuse to be vaccinated in the 10 weeks after FDA approval without a proper medical or religious exemption could potentially be fired from their jobs. In response, the Deputy Sheriff's Association has threatened a wave of resignations, and one San Francisco firefighter has already sued the city. Patrick Foss reporting.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection seized more than 3,000 fake COVID vaccination cards at the Anchorage, Alaska airport this past week. The agency said the cards, which were shipped from China, are made of low-quality printing, but they closely resemble the authentic CDC certificates. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
just plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot, whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, we hope that you guys are having an awesome summer day today. We are in our part of the country, although it's sad that Labor Day is only a couple of weeks away. But heck, if you're still thinking about getting a project done now or in the very near future, we are ready to help you create your best home ever, because that's what we do. We've been at this now for almost 20 years, and we are here to help you take on projects around your house that you don't know how to start. Maybe you're stuck in the middle. Maybe you need a resource or an idea. Maybe you want to vet something a contractor suggested or gave you a quote for to see if it makes sense for you. If that's you, if we're describing stuff on your to-do list, move it over to ours. Pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can do that 24/7, and we will call you back the next time we're in the studio, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the laundry room. It might seem like a safe enough space, but anywhere that there is extreme heat and lots of water, there's the potential for trouble. So we're going to walk you through the most common spots where trouble starts and tell you how to prevent leaks, fires, and breakdowns in today's smart spending tip.
And also ahead, kitchen cabinet painting is one of the most popular ways that you can get an affordable kitchen update. But can painting your kitchen cabinets provide the same level of beauty and durability of a factory applied finish? Well, they can if you get the painting steps right. We're going to walk you through what you need to know to get Instagram worthy results.
And if a vacation home is out of reach, you might want to consider glamping instead. Glamping is short for glamour camping, and we're going to share some tips on how to do just that by converting your camper or trailer into a very comfortable getaway that comes home with you after every vacation.
Plus, if you'd like to build projects that require a little joinery to keep those things together, we've got a great tool to give away today from Craig Tool. It's the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, and it's worth $99, and it's going to go out to one lucky listener drawn at random.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. How can we help you create your best home ever? You can reach us by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
James in Virginia is on the line with a ceiling fan question. What's going on at your money pit?
I live in a 1986 two-story ranch, and we do not have overhead lighting in any of the bedrooms, and there's no lighting fixtures, and we want to add ceiling fans. So I was wondering how difficult it would be to do that in the bedrooms.
It's not terribly difficult, but it's not terribly easy either. I would say that it would be very easy for an electrician to do that because they have the tools necessary to get the wiring where it needs to go. It's kind of hard for a DIYer to do that. And the other important thing about a ceiling fan is you need to make sure you use the right type of electrical connection in that ceiling so that you have some support on that fan, because it gets very heavy and it also vibrates sometimes. So you need to have the right connection for the fan to the ceiling, and of course the wiring has to be in place. Now electricians can fish wires through there. There's a couple of tricks of the trade that they use. They have these sort of long skinny fiberglass rods that can be run in the space between ceiling joists to run wires where they need to be. But what I would do is, if you're thinking about maybe doing this in a couple of rooms, I would sort of pile those jobs together, because there's a
sort of a mobilization cost when you hire a pro for a small project like that, and maybe try to get all of your electrical work done at the same time. Now, with a 1986 house, you might also want to find out if you've got ground fault circuit interrupters protecting the bathroom and the kitchen outlets. That would be another easy thing to add to that to-do list that will protect you from shocks.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help, and I love your show. Listen to it all the time.
Yeah, good luck with that project and with all the work you're doing to your new house. Call us back anytime. 888-666-3974.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and wants to rearrange the kitchen. How can we help you?
It's an old house. The house is 100-plus. And right underneath the kitchen floor, there is a portion of the floor that doesn't have a beam under it. We would like to put an appliance there. We would like to place an appliance there. So we just need something that would just support it gently, just in case too much weight.
So, I mean, generally speaking, floor structures are designed to hold a refrigerator. They're not that heavy. If you wanted to beef up the structure in that area, your kitchen already has existing floor joists, so the girder will go perpendicular to those. It's not a true girder in the sense that it wouldn't be supported with its own foundation, but what sometimes many folks will do is they'll put a girder-like beam underneath those floor joists on some lolly columns, maybe supported by a very small foundation that might be a 1 foot by 1 foot square pour of concrete, so that you can kind of take the bounce out of the middle of those beams. Sometimes if you have long beams in a house or long floor joists in a house, you'll get kind of a bounce when you walk across the floor, and that can make it feel weak, even though maybe it's not, but it just has more flex in it than you're accustomed to. So putting in the additional beam perpendicular to the floor joists can eliminate that. It's not going to hold up more than that beam, so it doesn't need to be substantially supported. But I think still that you could do a carpenter could do a good clean job and give you that additional support that's going to make you feel comfortable. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. Okay. Now, if there is a dirt floor, would it be wise to put down a cement foundation?
So you would support it by columns, and in the bottom of the column would be supported by concrete, not necessarily a complete floor, but what generally you'll do is dig out maybe a 1 foot by 1 foot square hole, fill that up with concrete, and have the column sit right on top of that. Again, it's not the same kind of foundation that you would use to put a beam up that was holding up the entire house, but what you're really doing here is just sort of taking the bounce out of that floor and giving it a little bit of additional support. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
Well, the laundry room might seem safe enough, but anywhere there's extreme heat and lots of water, there's the potential for trouble. We're going to walk you through how to prevent leaks, fires, and breakdowns in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Reward Credit Card, next.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home, and a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie, formerly Angie's List. Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-zented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share non-biased expertise to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
Well, if you guys like to build projects where you're joining boards together, we have got a great product to give away. It is the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It makes it easy to work with a wide variety of materials, including solid wood, plywood, and composites, as well as 1x and 2x boards and hardwoods. And it's great for building indoor projects like furniture or cabinets or shelves, and outdoor projects like trellises and pergolas. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro retails for $99. You'll find it at CraigTool.com or nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, or other home centers, hardware stores, and woodworking retailers. We've got one to give away, though, to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like to make that you, call us now with your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Steve in Pennsylvania needs some help with a building project. I love that you're planning and you've asked us to help. What's going on, Steve?
Yeah, I have a small summer cabin at Lake Tahoe, and the deck was built in the early 60s. And the step up from the deck into the cabin is a stretch. So I was wanting to put like a stoop or a landing or a step or whatever you want to call it on top of the deck that will make the step up into the cabin a little less severe. So I was looking at maybe something about 54 inches wide and 6 to 7 inches tall, but I don't know how deep to make that step.
When you say deep to make the step, you mean what's the tread depth when you put your foot on it?
Exactly.
So what are you going to build it out of?
I was just going to put in wood. Everything else is wood up there.
So I would use a 2x12 for that step. Why not make a nice big deep step? You could use a 2x10. I mean, most steps are narrower than that, but I think a 2x12, which is 11.5 inches, would be fine.
So 12 inches deep from the edge of the cabin door to the edge of the deck.
So it's just one step basically between the deck and the cabin door. Is that correct that you want to put in?
Right.
So I would make it a 2x12. Why not? It's about 11.5 inches deep, and that'll be fine.
Well, thank you very much for your help. You have a great day.
Well, if you're a pet lover, the Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest is presented, you get it, by LL Flooring. And it's going on right now at MoneyPit.com. To enter, all you've got to do, you post a picture of your pet, and you write a little short description, and then share your entry and make sure you invite all your buddies to vote. And the top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at MoneyPit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest at MoneyPit.com/contest.
Now we've got Tammy in Philadelphia on the line who's looking for a better shower. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was calling in because I wanted to find out, I have an old Victorian house and I have a three-story. I have a bathroom on the third floor and a bathroom on the second. And when if someone's in a shower on the second floor and then someone takes a shower or runs the water upstairs on the third floor, the shower goes cold. And I've been asking my contractors and my plumbers, and I'm not getting a consistent answer. So I like to remedy that since I'm doing remodeling.
Okay. So are you opening up walls as part of this remodeling?
Yes. I'm completely stripped down to the studs.
Okay, great. So first of all, the reasons you have reduced water pressure in older homes are generally because you have old steel pipes that suffer from internal rusting, and they clog. They close down, kind of like a clogged artery, and then you can't push enough water through it. Now, that could be your main water pipe. It could be the supply pipes that are inside the house or a combination of them. And so since you're taking the walls apart, the general rule of thumb is that whenever you expose these old steel pipes, you want to replace them with copper pipes, or with PEX, which is a newer type of plumbing pipe. Now, the other thing is that you may not have enough water pressure coming in from the street.
Well, the pressure is not that big of a deal, because I think that the pressure is kind of okay. It's just that, like, basically we have two bathrooms in the house and you can only use one at a time. Like, the water completely goes ice cold if you're in a shower and somebody comes in and uses the sink.
Well, that's because the pipes may not be supplying that hot water. They may not be moving enough hot water. What size water heater do you have?
40 gallons.
All right, well, that's a minimum size, but it should be okay for two bathrooms.
Okay.
And is it an older water heater?
No, I just replaced the water heater.
When you replaced it, did they change any of the plumbing around it? Is it still going through the steel pipes?
I don't think that they changed the pipes around the... No, I don't think so.
So you need to talk with your plumbers about what kind of pipes you have, whether or not that's contributing to the problem, and you need to know what the water pressure is at the street, because if you're not getting enough pressure, that could be the whole cause of it.
Okay. Now, I Googled it, and I saw something online called a pressure balance valve. Would that remedy the issue at all?
So a pressure balance valve is designed to be used primarily in a shower, and what it does is it keeps the mix between hot and cold balanced so that you don't get scorching or freezing cold waters when the pressure drops. So if somebody was to, say, run hot water downstairs and now rob all that hot water from the upstairs shower, it would not change the balance of water from the mix of water between hot and cold. So the flow would be less. You'd have less of a stream, but it wouldn't be the temperature wouldn't change.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So no, that's not it. I don't think that's the cause. I mean, that would certainly be a good thing to have and something you should consider, but I don't think that's the reason you're not getting hot water on the second floor. I just don't think you're moving enough water up there.
Okay. So basically what I need to do is tell them to check the piping around the water heater.
Yeah. And the plumber should know this, not only around the water heater, but basically if you're going to open up those walls, what kind of pipes do you have and are they corroded? And should they be replaced to help alleviate this, okay? And if all else fails, you could always add a second water heater upstairs. You could add a tankless water heater, which would be a really small unit, and it would supply additional water to that second-floor bathroom.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, well, I think that kind of remedies the problem.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, whether you're thinking of remodeling your laundry room or you just want the most trouble-free laundry room possible, there are a few things that you can do to greatly reduce chances of floods or even a fire. We're going to share how in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Well, first of all, let's start with the basics. I'm talking about your water supply hoses. Now, most washers use rubber-based water supply lines. The problem is that these hoses are going to eventually swell and then break. And when that happens, they can release an unlimited amount of water, and that can cause major damage. But the solution is simple. By just replacing those rubber water lines with braided steel water lines, they're made to withstand all of those daily stresses, and they're virtually leak-proof.
Now, next, think about upgrading your water supply valves. There are a number of options here. If you've got separate water valves for hot and cold water, you could take the opportunity to upgrade to a single lever turnoff valve. Now, that makes it easy to turn both hot and cold water supplies off at the same time, and you would do that between uses, and therefore you'd never have to worry about a leak. Now, an even better option is to install what is called an automatic shutoff valve for your water line. These valves are smart, literally. They can detect an
Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family.
American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Duct is made from metal, not plastic. If you've still got the old-style dryer duct that's made of plastic, replace it with a metal duct to make sure your system is as safe as possible. So just a few simple steps, and that'll keep things running smoothly and avert any laundry-related disasters.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Marvin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Here's my situation. My son just recently bought in Belmont, Massachusetts, a 1913 house. Built in 1913. And it's got no insulation, okay? And we're trying to figure out whether it's cost-effective, number one. And the other concern was that I read on the Internet that if you do blown in insulation on a old house like this, there's no vapor barrier and the insulation would get wet and so on and so forth.
Well, first of all, you know, many older homes don't have vapor barriers, so that's not necessarily true. If it's in the attic and you have proper attic ventilation, then any moisture that forms in that area will be vented out. There is another way to insulate this house where you don't have to worry about even processing vapor, and that is to go with spray foam insulation. You know, I have an 1886 house, and I did spray foam in my attic, and I'm very happy with it because it basically turned the attic into a conditioned space, so we don't have to worry about any ventilation issues up there. And I got to tell you, my air conditioning bills were a lot lower after we did it, as were our heating bills. So that's a nice thing to do to an old house, because there's so many nooks and crannies and places where you have gaps that let in ambient air and drive up energy costs. Spray foam kind of solves all of that. We used isonine spray foam insulation. It worked really well. But if you want to go with a fiberglass insulation, you can certainly do that. You're going to want to use 15 to 20 inches of insulation, and you're going to want to have a really good solid ridge vent across the peak of that roof, as well as some soffit vents or some lower vents on the roof, so you have plenty of air that's flushing through that space, because insulation that gets damp is not as effective as insulation that's dry. And that's why we vent it.
Okay. That was very helpful.
Good luck.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and it can connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. So check out Angie.com and start your next home project today. Well, painting your kitchen cabinets is an affordable update to a kitchen, but can painting those cabinets provide the same level of beauty and durability of a factory-applied finish? Well, they can, if you get the painting steps right. We're going to walk you through what you need to know next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, kitchen cabinet painting is one of the most popular ways to affordably update a kitchen. But can painting your kitchen cabinets provide the same level of beauty and durability of a factory-applied finish? They can if you get the painting steps right.
And that starts with using the right type of primer. Dr. Greg Williams is an expert in all things paint. He's the director of marketing for the Behr Paint Company and joins us with tips on achieving Instagram-worthy results from your kitchen paint project. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you for having me, Tom and Leslie. Good to be here.
Hey, I think priming is the step that DIYers like to skip, but it is really essential for a lot of reasons, right?
Yes, it's absolutely critical because, you know, it's the foundation of your coat and it gives you that strong adhesion to the substrate.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say it's like that's the glue that makes the paint stick, right? I mean, if you don't get that adhesion, then everything that follows is not going to be very durable.
Absolutely. Yep. It could peel right off. And, you know, you put in all this hard work, you want to make sure you get a lasting finish for a number of years to come.
So if you're trying to convince folks that priming is key, is it one coat? Is it two coats? I mean, we all know it does the good job that you need it to, but is more better?
More isn't necessarily better. So with Kills 3 Primer, which, you know, I would recommend, especially for kitchen cabinets, you can tackle the job with one coat. And sometimes you'll see a stain that might be still coming through, but rest assured it is locking in that stain and it's going to block it from coming through to the top coat. And that one coat is going to give you the proper foundation and adhesion you need to be confident that your coating is going to last for a long time.
Yeah, you mentioned adhesion. So we have products out there that are strong adhesion. You have those that are high build. Can you kind of clarify some of those terms that consumers might see when they're shopping for paint products?
Absolutely, yeah. When you see adhesion, you want to look closely to what substrates it's specifically talking about. So, you know, for example, with Kills, we've got products designed for the right job, right? You might be trying to tackle an exterior masonry surface. You might be trying to tackle a kitchen cabinet project, right? And so you want to look for the combination of properties that's appropriate. In the case of kitchen cabinets, there's moisture as well. So you want to make sure you've got something that's going to give you good adhesion and durability, but also going to be mildew resistant and moisture tolerant. In addition, when you talk about the high build, right, this is delivering the amount of paint in one pass, right? So if you choose a paint that is a higher solids, has more volume solids with every coat, you're going to get a thicker film applied. And so it's important to factor that in when you're considering these projects, because the thicker the film, you're getting better durability. But it doesn't necessarily mean you need to put two or three coats. You can get by with one thick film that's adhering very well to the substrate to give you that good interaction between top coat as well as the substrate.
Now, the top coat actually flows a lot better when you have the primer in place. We've noticed distinct differences in the way the painting finish dries when you're going over a primer versus not. So that build really assists in making sure that you have fewer brush strokes and that sort of thing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point. And so one of the main features in addition to adhesion from a primer is the fact that it can seal a porous substrate or uneven sheens or uneven finishes, right? So as you go over that surface, it's going to fill in any of those imperfections. It's going to seal some of the porosity that you might have in different areas. Maybe you've used some of abrasive in the past and you've knocked down the gloss and now it's more porous. So in order to get uniform drying, and uniform flow, which is really important to minimize the brush marks, you need to properly seal the substrate, and that's where the primer really comes in to do that.
Now, what about sanding a primer before you apply the top coat? Is this a necessary step to sort of get a better finish or not needed at all?
Typically, it's not needed, and the reason for that is this is designed to have a good balance of properties, and it's designed to adhere well to the substrate, but also the top coat of the primer is designed to stick very well to the top coat. And right, and this is what really makes a primer different from a top coat, is that it's got both the good adhesion to the substrate, but also allows the top coat to stick very well to the primer. But if you were to use these same properties in a top coat, you're not going to get your desired hardness and durability and performance. And so that's why it's designed in this way to really maximize adhesion between both the coating and the substrate.
Greg Williams, the director of product marketing for Behr Paint Company and the Kills brand. This guy knows what he's talking about, folks. He has a degree in organic chemistry. And if you want to know what makes paint stick, this is the guy you need to talk to. So, Greg, thank you so much for filling us in. It was really, really helpful, and we appreciate your expertise.
Thank you, Tom and Leslie. Great to be here. Great to talk about Kills 3 with you today.
If you'd like to learn more about Kills 3 as the go-to primer for kitchen projects, go to their website at kills.com. That's K-I-L-Z.com.
Coming up, if you're still dreaming of taking a late summer or early fall vacation, but you don't have a big budget, we've got some ideas for creating vacation memories without breaking the bank. It's all coming up when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-zented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You need some help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
So if you like to take on projects, like maybe like cabinet work or bookcases, or maybe even some projects outside, like trellises and that sort of thing, you need a tool called the Pocket Hole Jig, and Craig makes the best one ever. It's the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. We've got one to give away today to one lucky listener drawn at random. And this tool makes it totally easy to work with a wide variety of materials, including solid wood, plywood, composites, as well as 1x and 2x boards, and hardwoods. And it really is helpful when you're building indoor projects like furniture, cabinets, or shelves, or outdoor projects like a trellis or a pergola. It's available for $99.99 at craigtool.com or nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, hardware stores, and woodworking retailers, and we've got one to give away to one listener drawn at random from those that reach us on today's show. So reach out at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Kathy in Arkansas is on the line and has a question about potentially having radon in the home. Tell us what's going on and why you might think this.
I built a house about 2 years ago on a slab, and I always hear a lot about radon lately for some reason. Is that a potential hazard on a slab home, or is that only where you have, like, crawl spaces? I don't know how that works.
So it's technically possible that you could have radon in a house that's slab on grade. Radon is a gas that's in the soil. And if it builds up to a point where it's over 4 picocuries per liter of air, that's the measure of radon, then you would take some action to reduce it in your house. Typically, if your house is on a basement or a crawl space, well, if your house is on a basement, it's probably at the highest risk because it can come directly through the walls and get into that space and up into the house. Crawl space is not so much because it's very well ventilated. Slab-on-grade homes can have a radon level if the radon is very, very high in the soil. Now, the only way to know is with a radon test. Fortunately, it's pretty easy and inexpensive to do. You pick up a radon testing canister. You can buy one at a home center, or you certainly can order one online. You would place this canister in your home for a period of around 2 to 6 days. Then after that exposure period, you would seal it back up, ship it off to the lab. They would read it and tell you what your radon levels are. And based on that information, you could either do further testing or talk to a radon mitigator about getting it resolved. So that's basically the long and the short of it. Slab-on-grade houses don't have as high a risk as a basement house, but it is technically possible for them to have elevated levels.
Wow. I just wondered how it could get through the cement from the dirt.
Yeah, it finds a way.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Well, if you'd like to take off for a relaxing vacation, but you need to do that on a budget, you might want to consider what some call glamping, which is pretty much the opposite of roughing it. You get to enjoy the great outdoors with all of the comforts of home, and you can take it one step further and glam up your camper to create a vacation home on wheels.
Yeah, I love this trend. It's adorable, and it's cute, and it's comfy. I mean, just imagine a pop-up trailer that's been tricked out with the best bedding and the most adorable decor. You can camp near the beach or a lake, and now you've got a home on the water. And the best part is, since you can park it in your driveway after the vacation is over, you don't need to worry about flood insurance or hurricane damage. Now, this new trend of glamping is something that you can take advantage of even when you're not away. You can use your camper as a guest house, an office, a man cave, which I wouldn't think is cute or fun and stylish. But, you know, to each their own, you can have the man cave, too, in there. I mean, really, whatever you want to do, Tom, I'm okay with it.
What's it called? A she shed or a we shed, right?
How come it can't just be a space that we all love?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of possibilities, and you can do this at a fraction of the cost of a second home. So maybe you should look for vintage camping. Campers, for example, to renovate, it can be a very cost-effective project.
Ashwani in Illinois is on the line with a lawn question. What's going on?
I have 7 or 8 trees in my backyard, which are pretty tall, like, you know, 30 to 40 feet, and they are close to my house. I have been seeing that their roots have started showing up on the ground. I don't know if it is because of the drought or what, like, you know, in a different kind of trees, white ash, crab apple. I'm just wondering, is it something I can do to fix it? I have to start getting rid of them, because if they get weak and they fall, then they might fall on my house.
Well, first of all, this is Mother Nature's way of growing these trees and the tree roots. And no, there's nothing you can do about it. If the trees are healthy, then, of course, the risk of them falling on your home is certainly reduced. Anything could happen in a storm, but... You know, I tell you, I'd rather have high trees around my house and take a chance on one falling down in a storm than not, because they're just so beautiful and they have so many energy efficient benefits by keeping the sun away. Now, if they're very crowded, you may consider thinning them out. Sometimes you have to take out one tree to make room for another. It's a project I did myself about 3 weeks ago. I had planted some trees when we first moved to our house over 20 years ago, and it turned out that one of them I felt was really sort of taking the sun away too much from another and causing it to stunt, and then it became damaged by woodpeckers. So I just decided to take it out, and now that tree that's next to it is doing much better. So sometimes you got to thin things out in order to give the remaining trees, maybe the ones that are
you know, in the best shape or the ones you like to look at the most, a better chance of surviving and thriving. So I think this is really just sort of a management issue. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you've described. It doesn't give me any pause that you're going to have, you know, a lot of risk of damage to your house. Like I said, as long as they're healthy and as long as you are keeping an eye on them and making sure they stay that way, and as long as they're not growing, you know, too terribly close to the house. I mean, roots that are within 2 or 3 feet of the house can cause foundation issues, but if we're talking about trees that are just in your backyard, I think that you'll be okay just the way it is.
Okay.
And if they're that close to the house and if they're really tall and really heavy, then you may want to think about thinning them out, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Whatever it is that you are working on, we can help you with that. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Whether you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for that job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Hey, do you guys do a lot of laundry? Well, we sure do, and the number one way to save energy has nothing to do with how efficient your machine is. We're going to tell you what does when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years... People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And the Money Pit is all about you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, if you're dealing with a repair, maybe you're dreaming about a reno, we help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and hopefully have a little fun along the way.
Josh has written in, and now Josh says that he is in the midst of a bathroom remodel, and he's hoping to use PEX piping because he thinks it's easy to install, and also he's a bit hesitant to sweat copper joints in a crawl space due to the fire hazard. However, he found some evidence of rodents in the area, and he would like to know if using PEX is a bad idea because of their presence.
Yes, rodents eat PEX. That's the one negative thing about that fantastic plumbing pipe, which PEX stands for cross-link polyethylene. And yeah, it's flexible, it's inexpensive, it's easy to run through walls and such. But you know what? If it's in an open crawl space like that, I feel like that's like, you know, just kind of waving red meat in front of the lions. I mean, really, because the rodents could latch onto that. And of course, the solution is to do treatments and to do the preventative measures to stop mice and rats, if you've got them, from getting into that space. But I would suggest that you avoid using PEX in an open crawl space like that. I think it's okay for you to use it in the walls going up to the bathroom, but when it comes to the places that break out into an easily accessible space for one of those tiny little four-legged carnivores, I would suggest that you not use PEX in those spaces. And also, by the way, you're very right to be concerned about using a torch. It's a very big fire hazard, especially for a DIYer. Another option would be to use something called a shark bite fitting. It is a non-heat actuated fitting that will connect pipes together, or call a pro and have them do it for you.
Hey, Henry just took a plumbing badge over at Scout Camp, so maybe I can send my son over to help you out with that.
Hey, there you go.
All right, Georgia writes, I have a refrigerator with an upper freezer, and recently I've been getting drops of water at the bottom of the freezer. I dry them with a towel, but hours later there's more. Do I need to replace the whole thing?
I wouldn't go there yet. Two things come to mind. First of all, if you've got an ice maker in that freezer, I would make sure that there's not a leak that's developed in that ice maker line. The other thing is it might just be condensation, and if that's the case, you may need to replace the refrigerator gasket. One easy way to test that is to take a dollar bill and close the refrigerator on the dollar bill and then try to pull it out. If it pulls out easily, that gasket just doesn't have any magnetic connection anymore, and you might need to just replace it, which is not a very expensive thing to do.
No, you just have to make sure, Georgia, that you find the right one for your model of refrigerator, because there are a lot of different ones out there that look the same.
Well, no matter how new and efficient your washer may be, if you do a lot of laundry like we do, the temperature you select will have the highest impact on your energy consumption. Leslie explains why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I think we all think that buying the most efficient Energy Star rated washer is going to help us use less energy when we're doing the wash. But actually, according to Energy Star, almost 90% of the energy consumed by a washing machine goes to heating the water. So using the cold wash setting as your default is going to be best for both your clothing and your energy bill. Now, in general, colors are going to stay brighter and clothes are going to last longer when you wash them in cold water. Most detergents are designed to work well with cold settings, so you only need to use the warm or hot settings when dealing with a tough or an oily stain, because that's really going to do the trick to getting those out. So even if you have an older machine, this one change can help you save energy with every load.
Makes sense. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, this is something that's probably happened to you at least once or twice. You're standing in your shower, you're enjoying the warm water, when all of a sudden, yikes, the water turns freezing cold or scalding hot. That's an experience that can knock anyone off balance, but the solution is to install a pressure balance valve. We'll explain how on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people
Caleb trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.